My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin refuses to tell his scammer Agnes what she lied about, as Davin is ready to walk away. Can Davin forgive and forget? Listen and enjoy.
I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same.
Oh, God, I tell you, fuck you, and then go somebody else. I really would. I would.
But I'm pushing. I want to see what I have all the fucking power. The Jesus is gone.
Yes.
It's all about being with me. We're not asking for money right now. We're asking, baby, give me one more chance.
Baby, please.
I loved you with all my heart. I invested myself in you, but you obviously can't do the same. I deserve to be loved by somebody who loves me like I love them. She goes, if you don't love me, if I don't love you, then I won't be here. Now you're trying to hurt me, she says. I go, no, I'm not trying to hurt you. It is you who has hurt me by taking my feelings for granted. Words are only so much. Anybody can say I love you. Only a fool would believe I love you from somebody that could be so insensitive as to forget how they have harmed a person they supposedly love so much.
God, you're exhausting as this character.
Oh, I certainly am.
God, you're such a needy bitch.
Are you dying, Joe? I'm dying.
Oh, God. I couldn't.
She can walk away.
I know. I would be slapped.
She should.
Done.
She should.
Let's hear it.
She wrote, fuck you.
She goes, why do you complain so much?
I rest my case.
That's what makes me think that's a guy, right? Shut the fuck up.
It has to be a guy, because any guy would be like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, you complain like a bitch.
She goes, you never spoke to your wife this way when she hurt you so much. I go, why do I complain so much? ? I go, you really are cold-hearted, aren't you? You mean my wife, the woman I am kicking to the curb because she was weighed, measured, and found wanting? Listen, toots, I'm about surrounding myself with positive people.
You Bogart?
I did. What the fuck? I throw a reference in for Joey.
You should have seen him line up. You were reading and he went, boy.
What a guy.
Listen, toots, I'm surrounding myself with positive people and people who love me as I love them. If that is too much for you, then get to stepping.
Get to stepping.
But I'm like a whiny one, but I'll fucking walk.
Oh, yeah.
So no. It's like this whole conundrum.
No, you're a whiny, but I'll cut you, bitch.
Yeah.
But I would just fucking go.
Yeah.
I'm giving them outskies.
I know.
God, I thought my ex-girlfriend was needy and a pain in the ass. Jesus Christ.
She goes, is this the way you want to treat me? You think I don't care? But I helped you any way I could. Well, if you can't remember what hurts me and what you've done, then yes. And I was working towards getting you a career. And I wrote in cap locks and a bunch of exclamation points. I hate writing porn. I would have quit months ago, but we needed the money for you and Michael. You think I like dealing in the world of jizz and tears? And that's why you can't walk away. Because even through all this whiny shit, I throw in some gems.
Jesus
Christ, it sounds like my evening in the
tunnel. See, Joe, now you're back on my side. She goes, I know you don't. We are in together. Please have patience. If I have done something, you only have to tell me. I go, you don't remember how you hurt me, how you lied. Patience for what?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
God.
For you to call tech support to stimulate your brain so you can magically remember and get feelings? You are in over your head. I'm a real person with real feelings and real love to share with somebody who deserves it.
No. Oh, my God. You pain in the ass. You have to call tech support.
I figured you might want to call a friend. Hey, when you were talking to this asshole a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's like phone a friend. Go to the audience. You know.
She goes, if this is the way you're going to talk to me about lying, you can't tell me what I did, then I just don't know what to do. And I said, as Darth Vader told Luke Skywalker, search your feelings.
What does that even mean? Bitchy I am.
I mean, I'm impetuous for long stretches here. You got to admit, though, there's some funny shit.
Oh, so funny.
She's in tears.
She's in tears.
Our comedy tour, Joe. Yeah.
Hold on, I think that Dick is getting some inspiration for a poem.
My, hey, no!
Work your own side.
Work
of
your
the
own, exactly. Yeah. Work your own side of the jizz.
Yeah, right.
She goes, can't you just tell me what it is? I'm tired of you accusing me about what I did. I go, I can, but we've been down this road too many times, and I'm tired of recapping our relationship road. Every time.
Oh, yes.
If you are tired, then walk away. I'm ready to.
Walk away! Walk away!
She goes, tell me right this minute. Tell me what I did.
Tell me right this minute. Where'd I fuck up? I've been carefully reading the notes.
I go, no, I will not tell you again, only for you to forget again. And don't promise you won't, because you've done that before, too.
Oh.
She goes, if you love someone, you with her. You said you're ready to walk away. Is okay if that is what you want, then is okay. Yes, I'm ready to walk away. 5 months of my life, I have invested in a myth. A woman that can't be bothered to remember how she's affected the person she supposedly loves. 5 months of nothing. How wonderful. And that's right back on them. You've got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's where I was going with that.
5 months of nothing.
I'm reminding them. Yeah. I'm sucking them in as I drive them nuts.
It's like, oh my God, 5 months and I've got nothing.
She goes, you told me I hurt you when we were talking about your daughter and wife missing, right? I go, geez, sound like you aren't sure. What are you going to do? What are you doing? Feverishly checking your notes you've made?
Wow.
I'm ready to walk away.
Yeah. So what'd she say to that?
She goes, I thought we were over that one.
There's so many whiny complaints, I can't keep track of them all.
I thought you were talking about something else. That's why I told you I don't remember anything. I go, well, I wasn't talking about, quote-unquote, that one. Sorry, the damage you do is nothing more than something to keep score of.
Ooh.
You judging me now. You're ready to walk away, right? Do as you please. You want to dump me. It's okay. I go, can you blame me? You can't ask me anything you can ask me anything you told me about you and I can remember it. I ask you important things and I get, I can't remember. Can you tell me again? How would you feel? Ugh. And then she's gone for 2 hours.
She's just like, I need a cigarette. I just got
She's gone for 2 hours. Shift change.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.